Anthony Munoz, who most of you would know, is one of the greatest all-time NFL players. He is presumably the top offensive lineman who ever played. He played with the Cincinnati Bengals. And yes, Carla, he played for your beloved USC Trojans.
Fight on.
Something I learned from Carla, and then we're going to let Anthony speak, but Anthony, not only a great football player at USC, but he also played baseball, and he won a national championship in baseball. Anthony, is that right? Can you confirm that? Welcome to the show, by the way.
I was on the baseball team. I did. It was my only year I played. They agreed to let me. First of all, David and Carla, thanks for having me.
Oh, and, we're so honored.
I was listening, and David, I was going to say, here's how you describe her. She's a Trojan, and that was great. You did that. So fight on, Carla.
Fight on.
Fight on, Anthony. Absolutely.
Hey, so when I was being recruited, baseball was my first love coming out of high school. And even though I was being recruited as a football player to go to school and play football, I made sure that wherever I went, they would let me play baseball. And, of course, a lot of people were promising that. But USC had a track record of letting, and I always wanted to go to USC. So because of injuries, which a lot of people didn't realize, you know, don't know that I had 3 knee operations in 4 years at USC. Mm. The 1 year I did not have a knee operation, I played baseball. And we were loaded that year, so I was along for the ride. I pitched like 11 innings that year. We went to Omaha. I experienced winning the World Series with the team, and it was just playing for Rod Dedeaux was amazing. But you know, I can say, yeah, I played on the team, and I left USC as an undefeated baseball player. I was 1-0. Got one of them, so you know what? It worked out. I got a ring and got to experience the whole Omaha thing, and I'm very thankful. And, of course, you know, I was there as a football player, but got to play baseball.
You know it, and you should claim that. National championship with the men of Troy, we'll take it, no matter how we can get
it, right? Exactly.
Well, I'd love to talk about our USC Trojans, Anthony. And wow, what a season they're starting out to have. I'd love to hear kind of how you feel about them now with Sam Darnold, with Clay Helton, and then what it was like. How would you compare it when you were playing for the men of Troy?
Well, first of all, I was really frustrated. I could not get that opening game, the Western Michigan game, so I was following it on my phone, and so we won the game, so that was great. I watched every single play last Saturday night from my home in Cincinnati, and it really, to me, first of all, I love Clay Helton. I mean, I love
too.
The guy, what he stands for. You know, he talks about, I mean, he understands what USC football is all about. I can't tell you that I believe the last two guys prior to him understood what USC football was all about. But Clay Helton understands that. And by the way they played Saturday night against Stanford, it brought back memories. I mean, mm-hmm. you know, it was everybody I heard, they were picking Stanford. So I'm thinking, okay, here's a chance for our guys to really prove that they're on the road back. And, man, did they. You know, and, of course, being a former offensive lineman, to see us physically dominate mm-hmm. their defensive guys from our, you know, our offensive line, the way we ran the football was amazing. I mean, I love that. But then how can you not love Sam Darnold? I mean, the guy is just phenomenal. In fact, I was just, my son and I and one of our staff, we just flew back from L.A. yesterday. We did a camp. We do youth camps with the NFL. We did it with the Rams in L.A. So Tuesday after the camp, we went by and watched practice. And, I mean, I focused in on the way Sam was preparing and the way he gets rid of the football and the way he throws the football. I mean, the guy's the real deal. I mean, he is. And I don't know him personally, but they talk about what a great young man he mm-hmm. is. So, you know, again, this week will be another test. Are they going to continue to grow and take steps forward? And hopefully that'll be the case. And I think it will really prove a lot. You know, now that they play, you know, they have Texas Saturday. But I love what's going on there defensively. You know, they have, I mean, they're just loaded with athletes on both sides of the football. The defense, you know, started out, made some great adjustments, and then, oh, my goodness, the way they played against that Stanford offense was impressive. So I like what's going on there. I like the athletes they have there. But something that I've not seen in a while is that offensive line physically dominate somebody. And hopefully that continues with those 5 guys up front.
And I love what you brought up, too, Anthony, about Clay Helton as a coach. I think what he brings to the program is consistency.
Yep.
You had so many off-field incidents with Sarkisian. You had so much immaturity with Kiffin. You finally have got a consistent guy who truly understands USC football.
You do. And I had a chance when I was in broadcasting. I did Conference USA 1 year, and his dad, Kim, was the head coach of the University of Houston, who, you know, he coached the line in the NFL with, I think it was the Oilers and the Raiders. So then he was a head coach at University of Houston when I did a couple of his games. And, you know, I was impressed with his dad, but now very impressed. You're right, consistency and the things he talks about, it's just not all football. It's not all. I mean, even though that's, you know, he's got to win games to keep his job. But to me, he cares more about the total person and developing it. And to me, that's how you're going to get more production from young men, is when you truly care about them. And, you know, we have a saying with all our youth camps, that these young people, they don't care how much you know until they know that you care. And I see that in Clay Helton.
Mm. We're talking to Anthony Munoz, the Hall of Fame offensive lineman from the Cincinnati Bengals in the NFL. Anthony, I wanted to ask you about offensive line play in the NFL today. The position didn't look that great week one. There were struggles on a number of teams. But there is a theory out there that with the advent of 7-on-7 leagues, with the spread offenses in college where offensive linemen aren't getting down into three-point stances and drive blocking, that the development of the position isn't as robust as it used to be. What's your perspective from when you played and to O-line play today?
You know what, you know, and people have a tendency, well, you're talking about that, you know, when you guys played, you keep talking about in the old days. But I had a general manager just last year, I mean, well-known general manager, built some teams, a lot of Super Bowls. He walked up to me and says, Anthony, I know him really well, he says, Anthony, am I going nuts? Am I not getting the pick, or is offensive line play technically really, really down? And I said, I'm glad you asked me this, because I really believe the technical part of the game for offensive linemen is lacking tremendously. You can look at the things you talked about, college offenses, spreading it out, throwing, but to me, it still lies on the shoulders of the guys that spend 95% of the time with them, and that's the offensive line coaches that need to develop. I don't know all the offensive line coaches, college and the pro level, but to me, that's where it starts and it ends. I mean, I played 13 years for one line coach. He coached over 30 years in the NFL. He's considered, not only by myself, but many people, one of the best to ever coach, and he was all about technique, man. It was like, you know, strategy was great. He was a great strategist. I mean, the guy could, you know, put a running game against any defense, but, man, he was always working on technique, and that's, we had a half an hour walkthrough before every practice, camp, regular season, playoffs, and it was all about your footwork, about your technique, and so I personally believe that that's lacking. I mean, I watch a lot of games, and I'm not the only one. I talk to general managers. I talk to former players, guys that played in my era that are coaching, and I think that's lacking.
I agree with you. We are here at SB Nation Radio talking with Anthony Munoz, one of the greatest offensive linemen in NFL history and the first Bengal to be enshrined in the Hall of Fame. So really, these offensive line coaches need to take a message from what your former coach did, because it bode well for him and for you.
Well, you know, you got guys like Howard Mudd, who, you know, played in the league forever, was a coach. You know, I first met Howard Mudd when he was coaching the Cleveland Browns. He coached, you know, all over the league. I mean, the guy coached the Colts during the Peyton Manning era. You know, Bill Callahan, who's with the Redskins now. I spent 2 days with him last year helping, you know, work in his camp. You know, Hudson Houck, who's no longer coaching, but I believe he's still consulting. He was actually my line coach for 3 years at USC. We were doing things technically in USC that was kind of cutting edge that really prepared me for the NFL. He coached with the Cowboys and the Dolphins. I think he coached, he first got into the NFL when Robinson went to the Rams, and he coached the Rams. He spent, I think, over 30 years coaching in the NFL, and he was a technical coach. I mean, it's all about technique. And, you know, there's these several guys that are older, but they're still out there giving clinics and progressing and adding new stuff to the stuff they were teaching. So it's not like they're teaching everything they taught in the 80s and 90s. They're incorporating that and really adding better stuff to it and making it even better technique.
This is the voice of Anthony Munoz, Hall of Fame offensive tackle from the Cincinnati Bengals. Anthony, who impresses you today? Who do you see as the top 2 to 3 offensive linemen who really catch your eye?
Well, you know, we lost a guy who's I mentioned we're doing the camp out in L.A., the Rams, and he's the first guy I text, and he came out to the camp, brought three of his teammates, and yeah, he's 35 years old, but they signed him out there, and to me, he was one of the top tackles. He did a tremendous job here, Andrew Whitworth. He's a guy I enjoyed watching every week, a guy just up the road, and I hate to say this because it's a little different color, orange and brown, but a guy that I've watched since he's been in the league. And still, I mean, I've not seen him this year, but Joe Thomas, another guy, Trent Williams at the, you know, the Redskins, the tackle for the Cowboys who was out of USC. So those are guys that I enjoy watching that, I think are, and there's some younger guys that are coming up, but once they get to that level, then I can, but these are guys that I still enjoy, and they're getting up, you know, in years, quite frankly. And they don't have much longer to live. So I would recommend the young linemen they bring into these teams, they study these guys hard.
That they do. We've got 30 seconds with Anthony Munoz. And we've got the Texas Bengals tonight, your former team versus our team down here. Give us a quick outlook. Do you see who do you see coming out on top?
Well, both teams struggled week one. Both teams struggled, what we're talking about. Both teams struggle protecting the quarterback, so whoever does that tonight, they're going to bounce back, and we'll see what happens. The Bengals are talented. They have a lot of talent, but as we all know, in the past, Houston has their number, so hopefully they end that tonight, that the Bengals come out. And I think they have a chance, if they can rebound from Sunday's shutout against Baltimore, that they have a chance to win this game.
Anthony Munoz.